Mary, and welcome to Heartbeat. Earlier today, I was doing the vacuuming around my house, and as I was vacuuming, I just said to God, God, what do you want me to share with these women in our next heartbeat? Because I don't want them to be my words, Lord. I want them to be your words. And what would you want me to share with women, Lord? And so I'm vacuuming away, and it got me thinking about how only just a little bit earlier than that, I'd been at the gym and I'd been doing an exercise class. And while I was doing the exercise class, while the instructor's telling us the different exercises to do and I'm following along, I was thinking actually about all the things I needed to do when I got home. And one of those things was the vacuuming. It was also take the sheets off the bed and put them in the washing, hang up the load of washing that's sitting there at home that's wet that I haven't hung up yet. And then it was clean the bathroom, get a few other things ready, and all within half an hour so I could get out of the house to my next appointment. And so I'd been doing those bits of ordering things in my life while I was at the gym, and then now I'm at home doing the vacuuming. And as I'm vacuuming, I say to God, God, what do you want me to share in my next heartbeat? And I felt like God say to me, Emma, everyone is struggling and they're trying to do all of these things in their life and they're doing it in their own strength. I don't want people to do it in their own strength. I want to be in their life. I want to be helping them through the everyday things of their life. I wonder if you ever feel like that, whether or not you're ordering the different things you've got to do in your day, you're juggling work, family, friends, and those things just seem very broad, but within those each of those areas, there's lots of detail to that. And you're just moving from one thing to the next. And if you're anything like me, there are many times where I am doing it in my own strength. I'm not asking God to come and be part of my everyday. I'm not asking him to come and be part of all the extra little things that I need to do every day. But God wants to be part of everything. And he doesn't want you to do it alone. He wants you to do it with him. He wants to be your strength. And it made me think of the scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, you've probably heard that scripture a few times because it's one that's kind of easy to remember. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But if you actually back up a little bit to verse 12, the verse before that, Paul says this. He says, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learnt the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. And then we hear the next verse, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so when we get to that verse that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, it's actually because Paul has first experienced what it is to have struggle, to have times of joy, to go without, to have plenty. And through all of that, no matter whether it's having plenty, juggling a lot, going without, God is the one who gives him strength in all circumstances. And so today, with all of the things that you're juggling in life, I want to encourage you and remind you that Christ will give you strength in all circumstances. So today, ask yourself the question, are you allowing God into your circumstances? Are you allowing him to be your strength? Now, sometimes we need to make a bit of a change and actually put some things in our life in order to make a change, to make things better. And one of the ways that we can do that, to really rely on Christ in our life, is to prioritize prayer, prioritize our relationship with God. Because then when we do that, when we move into our day, we're asking God to come. It's not foreign to us to have God come into the circumstances of our lives. We need to recognize our limitations, to know that we can't do everything and that we do need God's strength, that God can make a way. If you are facing a financial difficulty, if you are facing a health crisis, we have a God who is bigger than all of that, who can be your strength and can help you. Another thing for us to remember is that we should cast our cares on him. You might have heard that before in a scripture. In Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." You know, in another version of that, in the NIV version, it says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you." Everything that you're caring about, give it to God, and he will help you. He will sustain you. He will be with you through it all. And it actually also reminds me of a verse in the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 11, that says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." So today, if you are juggling a lot and you are doing it in your own strength, I don't want to encourage you. Don't do it by yourself. Do it with God. He wants to be your inner strength. So why don't you pray with me right now? Think about all those things in your life right now that you are dealing with, that you are juggling, that maybe it's not a juggle, maybe it's a real enjoyment, but everything in your life, all your cares, think about them right now and let's pray together. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to do it alone, that you know our circumstances, you know everything that we juggle, you know the detail of our life. Lord, would you help us to be open to hearing from you, to allowing you to be our inner strength? Would you come and would you bring us peace, and would you be our strength as we go through our day-to-day life? Lord, we thank you that you know everything about us and that you want to be there with us every step of the way. We ask all of this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.